Now, here's a promising subject for an animated movie, a midlife crisis. My gosh, my jeans don't fit. I wonder what my life's about, and I have hair growing out of my ears. The Incredibles opened this week. It's the latest film from Pixar, the computer animation studio that also produced Monsters, Inc. and Finding Nemo. Director and writer Brad Bird tells the story of a family of superheroes who have been forced into retirement. They live quietly in the suburbs and come to accept all the mundane experiences that go with it, sort of.
Do you have to read at the table?
Yeah.
Smaller bites, Dash. Yikes. Bob, could you help the carnivore cut his meat?
The former Mr. Incredible, who in suburbia is known as Bob Parr, is voiced by Craig T. Nelson, his wife Helen. The former Elastigirl is Holly Hunter. The movie also features voices of Samuel Jackson, Wallace Shawn, and John Ratzenberger. Elvis Mitchell now joins us from New York. He's our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. But I thought you were the former Mr. Incredible.
Former?
Caught that, did you?
Yeah, I did. I did, as a matter of fact. I like to think I succeeded in the title. But help us out with the storyline, Elvis.
Well, Mr. Incredible and the city full of superheroes in the beginning of the picture kind of bounce around in this wonderfully expressionist rendered kind of city that's reminiscent of, I guess, of the Fleischer brothers, who did the wonderful Superman cartoons in the 1930s and 40s, where they do Gotham City. And they are so sort of turned on by what they do, saving people's lives. And when one of these rescues goes horribly wrong, basically the law bans superheroes from practicing their craft, from practicing their livelihood. I think what the movie is kind of about, and I think maybe director, writer Brad Bird, who did Simpsons episodes, might feel this too. I think it's really a metaphor about the artist being forced to grow up.
Let's throw in a clip that maybe presents something of the feel of the film.
Dash, you have something you want to tell your father about school?
Well, I dissected a frog.
Dash got sent to the office again.
Good.
No, Bob, that's bad.
What?
Dash got sent to the office again.
What? What for?
Nothing.
He put a tack on the teacher's chair during class.
Nobody saw me. You could barely see it on the tape.
They caught you on tape and you still got away with it? Whoa. You must have been booking. How fast do you think you were going?
We are not encouraging this.
I'm not encouraging. I'm just asking how fast you...
Honey!
Typical family dinner table conversation, isn't it?
Isn't it wonderful, that kind of that sort of sodden authority in Craig T. Nelson's voice that kind of wakes up when he hears about his son? Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what the movie, it's in this weird way kind of dealing with compromise and sort of repression, which is a pretty adult thing to cram into a superhero action comedy to some respects. There's a great graphic novel of about now, almost 20 years ago, called The Watchmen by a British writer named Alan Moore, who sort of did the same thing in much more sort of horrific terms about what the world would be like for superheroes if they were forced to go underground. And this movie, I think, uses a bit of the theme of The Watchmen as kind of a taking off point as well.
I want to play another clip here. Samuel L. Jackson plays another frustrated superhero, formerly known as Frozone. Now his name is Lucius Best. In this clip, he's ready to get back into the life.
Honey!
What?
Where's my super suit?
What?
Where is my super suit?
I put it away!
Where?
Why do you need to know?
I need it!
Don't you think about running off to doing no daring do? We've been planning this dinner for 2 months!
The public is in danger!
My evening's in danger!
You tell me where my suit is, woman!
I love that.
So do I.
I love that. The collaboration between Pixar and Brad Bird kind of interests me. Pixar has had, of course, so many notable hits that we mentioned, but this seems to be opening up a new door for them in storytelling.
I think so, because it doesn't rely on a lot of the kind of, almost at this point, tired, obvious motifs that we come to expect from Pixar, like, you know, animals bursting in the song, you know, under the sea, or animals bursting in the song in another dimension. This isn't about that at all. In fact, there's a level of sort of intensity and action that has got this movie a PG rating. It's the first time Pixar movie's ever gone up with something other than a G, because I mean, I think that what this movie does, The Incredibles, is it ties so many things together with so much sophistication, but there's also a level of simplicity, too. I mean, the colors are very different. What's smart about this is, when often these computer animated things try to use real human flesh, you never quite buy it. Mm-hmm. So all the figures are stylized in this, and Bird was very smart in doing that. This superhero who looks sort of like a buffed up Jay Leno, and Elastigirl after she's lost her figure a little bit after a couple of kids. There's all these wonderful touches in it. And at points where other people are imitating what Pixar did 2 years ago, Pixar is moving on to the next thing.
Elvis, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Elvis Mitchell, our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition. He also hosts The Treatment, produced by member station KCRW, speaking with us from the studios of the Radio Foundation in New York City.